you want to set the scene for us a little bit? What era are we talking about here, and how long was your hair?
Talking about early 70s, and I cut my hair for the trip.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
In order to not attract extra undue attention from the cops?
Exactly.
Well, I'm Gabriel Spitzer. You're listening to Sound Effect here on 88.5. And I'm talking to our colleague Nick Morrison about one of the, I don't know, the darker parts of your resume. What would the job title be?
Part-time smuggler.
So how did you get involved in this caper?
Two friends of mine had a pot-growing operation in the Sierra Madre Mountains, kind of above Mazatlan. And I was hired to go on a driving/smuggling trip into the Sierra Madres and back out across the border into Arizona with a car full of pot.
And we should say that you were approaching this kind of from more of a maybe a gonzo novelist point of view than a career criminal point of view. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have a job holding me down. So when they made this offer to go a smuggling with them, yeah. How could I say no? I mean, they'd been doing it successfully.
It'd be very easy, really.
Well, they'd been doing it successfully for a long time.
So what happened? What did transpire?
As we were going down deep into Mexico, we started seeing more and more evidence of what was going on up in the mountains. Like, we were passed by a flatbed truck that had pieces of helicopter, burnt out helicopter on it. Somebody had like shot a helicopter down or something. And I'm asking Mike, you know, I wonder what that's all about. And he said, oh, it's nothing. Once a year, they go through the mountains and they sweep the pot fields. But they probably won't be down there yet, probably. We went up a series of ever smaller roads, of course, to a mango orchard. And while Ignacio and I were digging up the pot that was buried in the mango orchard, the pot was getting packed away and all was seemed to be going fairly well.
Did you think, I could do this? I could pull this off?
Oh, my, yes.
I can rock smuggler.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wanted an eye patch and a sash and everything.
So what happened next?
Well, as we were packing the pot into the compartment, we heard horses coming down through the hills. And we knew it was Campania. We knew that there was a military campaign going on. And we heard horses thundering through the jungle. It was riders coming out of the jungle down toward us. And before I could think, Ignacio and Mike had turned off their lanterns, and magically guns appeared in the hands of both of these men, and we were flat on the ground. And that's when I thought, I'm not cut out for this.